Here's the thing. I don't give a shit about baseball. It's boring.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
You got all your shit set?
You got all your shit set?
No idea. There's a mic right here.
Well then, welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for Slayer, because Slayer's breaking up.
Slayer, their final world tour. Now I'm reading into this that it says it's their final world tour because that's what I keep seeing, right? So is it their final tour period, or is it their final world tour because that leaves North America wide open? Are they still going to play festivals?
Usually bands do after they retire. That's kind of like their thing. Their go-to, right?
I mean, they got to keep making money. But yeah, it's like, and everybody's surprised. Oh, I never thought Slayer would stop. 35 years. It's almost 40 years. Do you understand? I'm 40 years old. They've been playing since I was five. That's all those guys do. So, like, but Tom Araya is like, I'm a dad, and I have a family and values and stuff. Blah, 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 blah. And Carrie's like, I have nothing else in my life but this. Without Slayer, I have nothing. He's going to kill himself. Carrie's going to die from lack of Slayer, which I think might be an actual affliction. Like, it could be a medical thing. People might die from a lack of Slayer.
Oh, man, there's a lot of dudes our age that are just like, oh, this is it, you know? This is kind of the beginning of the end. I mean, Neil Diamond's retiring. Elton John's doing his final tour. Rush.
And Elton John tickets are like a grand, dude. Mm-hmm. They're like $1,000. And I want to go see that guy so bad. I love Elton John. I like anything with a piano. $1,000? No. And the Slayer tour. Like, the Lamb of God, Anthrax, Testament, Behemoth.
Yeah.
And they're playing at fucking Blossom Music Center in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Quote-unquote Cleveland, Ohio. Which is nowhere near Cleveland, by the way. It's Cuyahoga Falls. It's like Akron.
It's down the street from me.
But they're all like, whoa, Cleveland! Woo! And everybody's like, it's Akron, dick. Learn your geography.
It's been a long time coming. I really do wish that it was somebody else doing it. Megadeth, you know? That would have been a little bit easier of a blow for metalheads our age, I think. But Slayer, it's like you say, Slayer going. Like, if people are going to be lost. Like, what else are you going to carve into your forearm?
Right. Besides, you know, the death line.
Right. I mean, Slayer's a band that it's like the old Brian Posehn joke, right? Where if you see somebody wearing a Slayer shirt and you are also wearing a Slayer shirt, like, you can't help but to just yell Slayer at them.
Right.
Like, that's what you do.
That our good friend Dawson back in the day, his nickname was Slayer. That he was like just known for Slayer shit. Ron's Crossroads one night back in the day when Big Sean was fucking bouncing. And we're all shit-faced drunk. Dollar shots. We drank, I don't know, two bottles of fire water or something that night.
Ooh.
And there was like it was like an 80s rock cover band or whatever. And there's nobody in the bar but us. And Dawson is up front, and he's got the monitor, like the front wedge. And he's shaking it back and forth, and he's just yelling, play some fucking Slayer! Slayer! And Sean's like, you better go get your boy, or I'm going to fucking have to kick his ass. All right. He just wants to hear Slayer.
When was the first time you got into Slayer? I remember the first time I ever heard Slayer. What was the first time you ever heard Slayer?
I mean, heard Slayer, I heard it growing up because that's what my brothers were into. Like, both of my brothers are like 9 years older than me, 9 and 10 years older than me. So Grady was into more of the heavy shit, my middle brother. Like, my older brother was into whatever got him pussy.
Uh-huh.
Right? So he was a cock rock dude, you know?
Right.
Played football and shit, had the fucking cut-off half-belly shirt. Grady wore those too, but he wasn't such a douchebag. But he's the one that listened to fucking Slayer and Anthrax and Black Sabbath and, you know, all that shit. He was a huge Iron Maiden fan. So you know, Slayer, I heard from him. I was probably, you know, when they came out, 6 years old, 7 years old. Yeah, I was 7 years old and I fucking was watching the movie Faces of Death. I was introduced to a lot of things as a kid because of my brother.
The 80s were a weird time, man.
Yeah. Yeah, weird people don't time. Realize.
Watch RoboCop. What the fuck? Like, we had action figures of that shit. I still
no Red Foreman. No Red Foreman. Bad Red Foreman. Don't do it. But so, you know, when I was young, like, when I got into Slayer, I don't know, preteen.
Yeah, I think I was right around 12, 13 myself.
That's what I'm saying, like preteen, 11, 12, 13, right around in there.
What was the first thing you remember hearing? Like, actually, like, striking you where, like, this is fucking awesome. I need to, was it Rain and Blood? Because a lot of people, you know, I understand Rain and Blood being the opener, the, like, what got them into that band.
Yeah, no, Angel of Death, I think, was the first thing I can remember. And Rain and Blood is obviously, like, the album that, you know,
right,
everybody caught on to that shit. And, like, Wally Howell was talking about, he said, you know, I think Hell Awaits was their best album. He said, in my house it is, you know, a lot of people choose Rain and Blood. And so that day, when I was at work, that's all I listened to. I listened to Hell Awaits twice that day.
Yeah, I listened to it that day, too.
A great album, and I was like, holy fuck, dude, this is like early 80s and shit. This is like, you know, that's that far back. It's not surprising that they're done. That doesn't surprise me that they're done. Like, fucking Tom Araya has been hitting around to that shit forever, and Kerry's been dreading it. Henneman's gone.
Yeah, you know? No Lombardo either. Like, Lombardo ditched again to go do weird, you know, side shit because that's the kind of guy
did
he is.
Did he ditch or did he get booted? Because he always gets booted, doesn't he? Yay, nay?
I mean,
doesn't like Tom and Kerry, they're like, yeah, we yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to trust a lot of stuff Kerry King says. You know, yeah, you know, he's just,
I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to trust anything that anybody says that I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know you. You know, you could be a complete fucking liar.
But Kerry King's just, he makes bold statements. That's all I'm saying. Like, he tends to make some bold statements. And from everything that I've ever heard from Dave Lombardo's end over the years was, you know, Kerry is just like a one-track mind dude. Like, he's just metal. It's thrash.
It really seems that way because he seriously is just like, I can't lose Slayer. It's all I have. So, yeah, it's just metal with that dude, man.
And, you know, and Lombardo's one of those guys. I mean, he was in fucking Phantomas. He's like, I do weird things with Symphony, and now he's jamming with Suicidal Tendencies, and he's playing the Misfits reunion shows, and, you know, he's all over the fucking board. So, like, I always just took it as, like, that dude's just too metal. I have to go do some weird shit. Because it's not like Lombardo's going off doing another Slayer band. Like, he always does, like, the opposite of Slayer shit, you know what I mean? Like, so.
Right.
So who knows? But I mean, they went back. They got Paul Bostaph on drums. Dude's awesome. He's awesome. He did the God Hates Us All record, which is possibly my favorite Slayer record. I think it's between that. I went on a listening spree of listening to every single one of their studio albums in chronological order.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fucking awesome day. That was a good day off work, dude.
You did that all in one shot?
Yeah, I woke up and I was just like, all right, let's listen to some Hell Awaits. And it was just on. It was on. Seasons in the Abyss, by the way, what the fuck, that record, I don't know if it's overlooked, I think that might be a lot of Slayer fans' favorite record. That album, beginning to end, is a fucking killer. In fact, I had a hard time finding bad records from Slayer. Because That Diablos record where a lot of people are like, it's not my Slayer. I don't know, it sounded like Slayer to me.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, you know, Clutch fans will say the same thing about certain Clutch albums.
Mm-hmm.
But is any of Clutch's stuff really bad? No.
No, not a lick of it.
it's all still good. Is it what you're used to? Is it your Clutch, your Slayer?
Right.
Matter of opinion.
Slayer's one of the first bands that my mom got scared of me listening to.
Like, my mom was, you know... buying bongs for our 16th birthdays.
She did not give it.
There was no... Jesus was very prevalent in my house because of my dad, but then, like, my mom didn't care if you were into Satan. It was... Like, my brother had the fucking... the Necronomicon up on his fucking... his bed shelf. He read that shit all the time. Like, the Satanic Bible in his room and shit. My dad just loved some Jesus. I don't know if he ever went in my brother's room, if he just didn't notice. My mom knew about that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knew there was a Satanic Bible in the house.
See, it was Iron Maiden and Slayer were the two bands that when I was like 12 years old, I started listening to. Because I think it was the Seasons in the Abyss, because that's the one with Skeletons of Society. They had the video for it, be on Headbangers Ball. And I was like all about that fucking song, and got that CD taken away from me about 2 weeks after having it.
Yeah,
just disappeared magically along with my two Iron Maiden CDs. I was like, wow. And I asked my mom, and she's like, nope, but don't go buy those again. I'm like, holy shit.
But it's the artwork. Yeah. I guarantee she didn't like listen to it. She didn't sit down and listen to the stuff.
Right. But it wasn't like I had Deicide or anything.
There's no way she read the lyrics, because like you sit down and read some Iron Maiden lyrics, like that's like a bunch of, it's like a story.
Yeah, it's kind of silly, you know? It's like Labyrinth Part 2 or something.
Right. But so yeah, it was just the, you know, some dope-ass artwork back in the day for cover art.
Slayer lyrics, though. Slayer lyrics I could kind of understand, be like, maybe.
It's, you know, he took a lot of stuff from the bad parts of the Bible that nobody wants to talk about.
Slayer's funny to me because for years, I don't know why people will bring up, they'll be like, you know, Tom's he's a Catholic, right?
He's Catholic.
I'm like, wow. Wow. How many bands do you hear about what their religion preference is? But people need to tell you, they're like, yeah, he's a Christian, so it's okay for me as a Christian to listen to Slayer. And I'm like, God Hates Us All was a record, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
It was a record. Yeah, I'm sad.
He's not lying.
I'm sad that they're going, though. It's just weird. I mean, I guess it's a sign of the times, maybe?
I've seen them quite a few times, so I'm like, you know, hats off to you. Toodaloo. Ta-ta. Good day, sirs. Like, if I go to see it, I'm going to go over to Pittsburgh and see it, dude. I'm not going to Blossom.
Yeah.
Fuck that place. You know?
I think I'm going to go to the Blossom.
I was very sad that it was at Blossom because, like, you know, all my friends are going to go to the one here.
For sure. I mean, it's down the road.
It's I would never set foot in that place again. I hate that place.
Isn't it new ownership, though?
No, I mean, Live Nation is the one that, like, books shit there, but it's the Cleveland Orchestra, I think, is the one that owns the venue.
Really?
But it's there's like a farmer, I think, that owns the land and leases the land.
Oh, wow.
Right. So the land is owned by one guy. The venue is owned by somebody else. Live Nation is in charge of, like, booking all the shit there.
Yeah.
It makes me sad, dude. That should be an arena tour. It should be an arena tour. I've seen so many good shows in arenas, and there's still arenas around, so why should... Well, you know, it should be an arena tour! It shouldn't be fucking to some dumbass venue that's made for a fucking orchestra. Dude, like, look, apart from my personal feelings with Blossom and how they run their shit and arrest everybody at their shows, it sounds like garbage unless you're in the pavilion, dead center. If you're not in the pavilion, center, it sounds like shit. You're just there to get drunk. And there's a lot more of those people there than there are people there to fucking see a good show. And pit, like, you got to buy pit tickets if you want to fucking actually be in a pit. Because there's just a certain area for that. And there's fucking seats. Like, how many shows have you been to at Blossom?
A lot.
Too. There's so many good shows at Blossom. Jesus Christ, the Ozfest back in the day. From the start of the Ozfest all the way up.
No Doubt in Weezer.
Up until the year that I got arrested. And then Ozzy said, I'm not coming back because you fucking arrested a bunch of my fans.
Was that the year that Slayer and Judas Priest were on it?
Lamb of God was on it.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'd have to look it up. It was 2005. So Ozfest 2005. I have to look that up real quick. to see who was headlining, because I really don't remember. When Lamb of God went on is when we went to smoke a bowl, and I was like, hey, we should just go watch Lamb of God, and then Burns was like, no, we should go smoke a bowl, and then we got arrested. So
it might have been 2004. Because was Lamb of God on the second stage?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
In the parking lot.
And Slipknot played that year. They, like, I think Slipknot headlined the second stage.
Like, it's not even on Wikipedia. It's not even showing fucking Cuyahoga Falls or Cleveland. It just shows Columbus.
I found it. August 19th, 2004.
That would have been it, though. Hatebreed, Lamb of God.
Slayer. It was Judas Priest.
Yeah, Sabbath, Judas Priest, Slayer. Superjoint. Yeah, that's the year. So it was 2004 when we got arrested. Because half of the bag that fucking the cops took from me was Jimmy Bowers from Superjoint. I was there to fucking give him this dope-ass fucking blueberry that we had back in the day, and the coppers got us. They took my weed!
They took your weed! Ticker-D!
Motherfuckers.
Hatebreed played that year. That was a good Ozfest.
Yeah, until I got arrested.
I felt like such a douchebag because I was not impressed at all with Judas Priest.
Judas Priest. Was Halford back with him then?
Yeah.
Was that when he made his comeback or whatever?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't no Tim Owen shit. It was the real deal.
It's crazy how... Never mind. Oh, Christ. I wonder if that was the year that what year was the year that the original lineup of Sabbath played with Bill Ward?
They played that year with Bill Ward.
Was that year with Bill Ward?
Yeah.
See, I'm glad I got back in. We had to get back in. We had to pay to get back in.
We ended up leaving during Sabbath. Hey, man,
I can't stop you from getting back in. Just don't tell anybody I'm a cop. Yeah, I'll just get back in and look the other way.
No problem.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, Sabbath. We left during Sabbath that night because it was pouring down rain.
Mm.
It was really, really rainy.
OTAP played that year. Devil Driver.
OTAP.
Black Label Society played that year. I mean, I've seen so many bands that I don't even remember seeing. And again, like Motorhead at the Agora. I seen Motorhead at the Agora. But I don't remember that show. I don't remember that show at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't at all. But I was there. And it's not like I'm the type of guy that gets fucking so wasted that he can't remember nothing. I don't. Like, I just don't remember. I don't remember that show. I guess, but there's a lot of shows like that. I'm just senile and shit.
Right. Old.
Senility is set in like 10 years too early.
Alcohol and drugs had nothing to do with it?
Definitely not. Well, I never really drank that much. Did a lot of drugs, but I was really young. I mean, I was done with the drugs in my early 20s, you know?
Right.
I mean, I can still remember things from when I was like 3, 2.
So you're fine. You're fine with Slayer calling it quits. You think it's time. You think it's...
Yeah, dude, I'm fine with them calling it quits like I was fine with Pantera calling it quits. Like when we went to that show... it was like CSU, and it was Pantera, Slayer, Static X, and fucking Morbid Angel. And that was Pantera's final tour, dude. That's when they called it quits. And Phil was like, oh, you ain't going to see us for a long, long time. And the entire fucking arena was like, boo. And I fucking sat there, and like in that instant, I soaked in that moment because that was it. They were done. We've been on the road 18 years and blah, 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 blah. And we're out of here. And boy, long, long time. And then he was right back on the road with fucking Down and doing whatever.
Yeah, right.
And then you just never seen Pantera again. But that's – I was okay with that. Like when they said that they were fucking taking time off and you weren't going to see him for a long time. It was like, dude, you guys have been doing it for so long. Like how do you even have a real life?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't have a real life when you're constantly touring, dude. You can't. That's not a life. I mean, you're living it up, having a good time, but there's no, you can't live. You're not experiencing anything but another city and another show playing the same songs that you've been playing. Like, cool, you're writing new shit too. Yeah. But that's your life for 20 years. It's like a job that you go to every day for 20 years.
Yeah.
Eventually you want to retire, take a little break, smell some fucking roses, you know? Phil was smelling heroin.
Something.
You know?
Some sort of
narcotic. Diamond Vinny's over here, like, fucking playing riffs and shit. Like, oh, is he coming back? What are we doing? What are we doing? You know what? Let's just start a really shitty band and do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. God. You can always tell when a guitar player doesn't really give a shit about the vocals. They just want to jam. That's what Damage Plan was. You know, they just wanted to jam. They found a dude.
They just wanted the tour. They just wanted to play. Charlie Benante from fucking Anthrax or whatever, he was the one that was talking about, you know, maybe it's just time. It's just, maybe it's just time for all of us.
Got to give it to the youth. Well, it
kind of is. I mean, you guys are getting older and shit. How long can you do it? I mean, for me, I guess do it as long as you can.
Yeah. I would like.
What is Carrie trying to do? Tom, the guy who has a wife and kids and a family, and he wants to live a life and do that kind of thing. Like, he doesn't want the road can't be a part of that.
Right.
So, Carrie doesn't have no kids, right? He's like, I ain't make nobody. What the fuck?
Yeah, probably not. Not with those tattoos. It's not putting a baby in anybody with the tattoos. It's Bam Bam Bigelow tattoos.
It's not putting a baby in anybody worth having a baby. If you're fucking Kerry King, you're not doing it because he's nice and shit. Like, he's a role model.
I don't know. He might be asexual, dude. He might just be like, riffs, guitar, shredding.
You know what I fuck riffs.
Yeah. That's what I fuck.
All day.
I'm married to my music. He's like one of those takes it really literal. Just jerks off listening to old Slayer songs. Just beat off listening to Venom this morning. All those guys. I don't know, it bums me out. I didn't expect it, but I will say that, like, if they're gonna go out the lineup that they got, that's the fucking best lineup you could put together. Like, that is the best five-band lineup I've seen in years. I think it's better than the Big Four lineup. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, of course, we're kind of Megadeth haters, so we're not going to be like...
That's what I'm saying. There's two of the Big Four, and the other two, it's like, eh.
Yeah. It's like, you got the good old sellout band, if you're a hardcore metalhead, right? That's what Metallica is. They defined what selling was out was with Load. And some of us, myself, haven't forgiven them. Yeah, still haven't.
I've never forgiven them. Say that, you know, when they did Load and when they were promoting Load the year that we seen them or whatever, like, they were so good live and just still shredding the old shit like it was.
Yeah.
Now it's just like you kind of see it, and Hetfield's vocals are very, you know, like it's like he uses his vocal practices in his actual singing now.
Yeah.
I can hear his la 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 bullshit. me.
That guy does own a crowd, though. I got to give him a lot of credit. Like, he's some of the stuff that he's able to do, like with 20,000 people playing, like every night, where he can just
20,000 Metallica fans.
He can raise his hand up, and everybody all stands in unison. And
to be fair, Justin Bieber can do the same thing.
Yeah. Hey, I would never say that he can't.
So.
I don't know. So I'm hoping that the tour goes well. I hope that it lasts 5 years. It could be one of those things. Could be one of those deals.
It's a world tour, so it's going to last a year or two.
Right.
Probably two.
But if this is the last time to go see him, I guess June is the time. June 9th in Pittsburgh or somewhere.
It's like 2018 now, so if they tour for 2 years, that's 2020. And then if Bernie Sanders comes up for the election, right, and then, like, something happens to where he gets, like, clipped, and then Trump gets reelected because fucking Bernie Sanders got like fucking assassinated. Right. I think Slayer might stick around for another album.
Maybe.
You know. Well, hey, we'll wait a second. We don't agree with that. We got to write more music.
I mean, the Kerry King's going to continue on because he has to keep making music. That's just who he fucking is. I hope it's better. I hope it's better than Damage Plan. I hope that.
Can you really see him doing another band?
I can't see another band like hooking up with him. Like, I just think that his personality is so, it's so much. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he raw. Yeah, I mean, he runs shit. Like, that's his show if he, you know, starts another band. I'm just saying, like, I can't see a side project. I just can't see him doing anything but Slayer.
But we'll find out. I guess we'll find out soon enough. I like the idea of them starting reality shows on a personal level. Because right. I think the, like, the, you know, what were you calling it? Suburban Slayer?
Yeah, like, or Slaying Suburbia.
Yeah, you could have Tom with his teenage daughter who wants nothing to do with him. He's like, you're not cool, Dad. And he's just like headbanging in PTA conferences and shit. I want to see it.
Oh, my dad embarrasses me so much.
Like, it's like you could take the man out of Slayer, but you can't take the Slayer out of the man, you know?
Right.
Where it's him just trying to, you know, become a civilian. And Kerry King could have a motorcycle tattoo show where, like, we ride our hogs to the best tattoo shops in North Dakota. And, like, they do that.
Slaying Sturgis.
Yeah. King of the road. Get
just
it?
Whatever they do, just put the word slaying or slayer in there and it'll work.
I think Kerry King of the Road would be a good fucking reality show.
Kerry King of the Road. That's good.
Yeah. You can have it, Kerry. I know you listen.
He's a loyal fan of the show.
Yeah.
Him and Popson.
Yep.
Listen to us a lot.
Totally.
So thank you guys for listening to me.
But I'll be at the Blossom on June 7th. I'll be there. Seeing all of your friends. I'll be there. Nah. You go ahead and you go to the Pennsylvania.
I don't want to go to the Pennsylvania. I don't even like Pittsburgh. I don't even like that place. It's really not that bad of a place. It's actually kind of a cool town.
I mean, we can disguise it. Seriously,
I don't want to go over there. I want to fucking go to the one here. And then, like, the next closest place is Detroit, and they're playing down in Cincinnati. And I'm like, Cincinnati's fucking – it might as well be two states away, 4.5 hours.
Yeah, it's a trip.
Fucking Cincinnati. I don't know anybody down there. I don't know anybody that's going to go down there. Everybody's going to go to the one in fucking Blossom.
Right.
And I'm going to get to see any of my friends. I apologize now to my friends. I'm not going to be there. My daddy, he disowned me because I wear my sister's clothes.
You know who could go to retire is Machine Head.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new video Kaleidoscope from Machine Head?
No, dude. Like, I don't even.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Rob Flynn and his shit. Like, I don't care. Is it bad?
Oh yeah, it's not good. It's so Five Finger Death Punch ripoff like that.
Yeah, I heard I heard the new shit. If it's that same song, then. Yeah, it's whatever. It's 40 something old dudes trying to keep up with 20 something old dudes.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Like, they're changing their whole fucking shit to mimic what's going on today and stay relevant.
Right.
And, you know, I hope you drowned.
I hope you send Phil Anselmo a thank you card, because that's what made you relevant for the first time in years in the first place. Was the fact that he went and got social justice warriored on fucking Phil right away, dropped the hammer on him, and he's like, you know what? I'm not a racist. I'm a white dude who can say that openly. And he, for some reason, now he has to say something about everything? Like, I can't log into the internet without seeing, like, his idea where he's like, I don't think metal bands have anything to say nowadays. He said that. Like, he's now becoming that guy, like, the guy who has an opinion on everything. And it's like,
right.
Who told Corey Taylor didn't retire? Let Corey Taylor do that.
Yeah.
That's his shit. Jack Corey Taylor. Corey Taylor's the one with opinions on things that everybody goes, oh, he's got a point.
Yeah, because he's the president of metal.
Yeah.
He's the president. He's not the king. He's the president.
Yeah.
Of all metal.
But Rob Flynn's running. He's running against him. Yeah, that band should go. I listened to half of the new record from fucking Machine Head.
We had talked about before when they said that they thought they were going to stop playing Davidian because of all the shootings and stuff that's been going on in the country. And they don't think that. And I'm like, you're going to take away the one fucking song that everybody pays $25 to go to your show to see.
Yeah.
Because that's it. And I would still go to see you guys if you were fucking decent, and you're not. But that one song, I've moshed to that song multiple times. I love that fucking tune. I love it live. I fucking threw down to that shit at the Odeon one night, and it was great. Love that shit. I'd pay $20 to go do it again. 25 even.
Yeah.
If you were still fucking any kind of okay, but you're not. Shapeshifter. Your fucking opinion matters. Like, how is he not like somewhere holding a fucking Black Lives Matter flag, and then the next day somewhere holding an Antifa flag, and then the next day somewhere holding a fucking gay pride flag, whatever. Like, he's like trying to fight for everything and everybody, and his opinion fucking matters on everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And you're just a dude who fucking does metal.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Pick one cause and just roll with that for like a year instead of one a month.
This is how you know he's from LA and shit, dude. It's because he's as bad as all them motherfuckers out there that, in their acting land. And they think their fucking opinion matters. Like, everybody's like, Oprah for president. Oprah. And I'm like, really? We got to have another fucking reality person up for fucking president now? Like, we can't just fucking... Who are some real politicians that, like, went to Harvard? Are there any of them around? Smart people that has studied political science and not whose father. You're not the father. Yay. That's, I don't want that dude for president.
And you get a tax break, and you get a tax break, and you all get a tax break.
Okay. Well, how big's the tax break?
I've been lifting, bro.
I was doing push-ups today.
Yeah.
I call it the PUBG challenge.
I saw you got a PUBG challenge.
Every time you die, I came up with this today. I was like, because I'm fat, and I was sitting there playing PUBG, and I'm like, dude, I should be doing something physical with my – so whatever. Every time I die, I do 5 push-ups, right? And if I die again, I'll do 6, and then 7, and then 8, and then 9, and 10. And once you get to 10, you're just doing 10, right? But every time you die, you got to drop down and do some push-ups. It keeps me from playing for hours on end. Like, once I'm unable to do push-ups, I gotta fucking shut it off. You know what I mean?
That'd be funny if, like, they had, like, a Kinect setting to where they wouldn't let you play until they saw you do the push-ups.
Fuck. That should be an app.
Yeah.
For parents, and you should sell that to parents as an app for their fucking Xbox, and they control their kids that way.
Trademarked. Work in progress.
Boom. Nobody steals that shit. I'm gonna be swole. Tookie Williams.
I've been playing Nintendo games like motherfucker, whether it's on Switch or the classic NES Mini, which I just got not too long ago.
Oh, is that thing sweet?
Sweet as fuck, man.
Seen it.
Super Mario World for the win, dude. Like, that fucking shit. I forgot how much I love playing some of those older games, especially Nintendo. Like, I've probably had every single Nintendo console since the original NES. Like, yeah. even the Wii U, the shitty ass Wii U. I'm just like, yeah, give it a go. Always have faith in Nintendo. It's the best family console.
It's definitely the best family console.
Like, we right now we play Splatoon 2 on the Nintendo Switch a lot. Like, we spent hours last night just playing as a family, taking turns, playing people online, dude. It's like Nintendo. Nintendo brings families together, dude. That's some good shit.
That was my therapist when I was a kid, was the Nintendo.
Yeah.
That was my therapist. After my therapist left. That was my therapy. She was out, and I was like, I don't trust anybody. I need a Nintendo.
What's this show coming March 16th to the Outpost that's got 2 Sun bands in it? Black the Sun and Shattered Sun.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. It's like, they should battle... They should battle to see who gets the fuck up the sun the most. Black, we're going to black that bitch. We're going to shatter that motherfucker. But you think you're better than me?
Right.
You think you're better than me? I blacked it. You know how hard that is to do? That sun's bright, motherfucker. Bright.
I mean, we need it. It's definitely the only reason we're alive.
Yeah.
Without it, we all freeze to death and everything dies.
So don't black it. Don't shatter it.
Yeah.
Leave it the fuck alone.
Love it.
I should start a band just for that show called Leave the Sun Alone and try to get on. Just try to get on that bill.
It's at the Outpost, dude. I can arrange it.
Oh! I know some musicians. Somebody hit me up real quick. We'll just do one song called Leave the Sun Alone.
And just cover that song 7 times. It's all right.
We'll be back again soon, actually really soon, with another episode based around the Caligo show coming February 17th to the Outpost with Etched in Pain and
St. Valentine's Day Massacre Show.
Curse them in the party. Who else is playing that show? Is it just
Etched in Pain? Yeah. My Life's Burden, I think, jumped on it towards the end.
Ooh.
Kill Franklin was unable to do it. Their guitar player had shoulder surgery.
Oh, man.
Which sucks, so really get better, sucks. Eric, you sexy beast.
But, yeah, well, we're going to have Josh Finfrock, or as we lovingly call him, Finner.
Finner.
Finner from the band Caligo on the next episode of Keeping It 99. Here's some actual form, and I'm going to figure out how to Skype three-way.
Three ways.
We'll be right back.
been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.